So, Jonathan, I want to hear from you about trends, some of the things that you're seeing and anything that may have resonated with you from Scott and Todd's presentations. What are you getting excited about in the wellness space now?
Yeah, so some of the stuff they mentioned. So, you know, again, gummies, right? Where you can apply them. so I don't think they're, I think the true, you know, supplement user is still probably going to go more towards supplements, tablets, things like that. But how do we expand and get more new customers into the department outside of just a multi, right? So that's where gummies kind of started. And then now you have brands that are purchasing manufacturing plants as opposed to buying time with candy manufacturers. And so now they're saying, what else can we do? So I would say a lot of the different areas and categories where we can utilize a gummy, not only as for people who just can't take pills, but younger customers, right? So people who just don't necessarily want to get into it, but are getting into nutrition. So that's been really great to see. Also regenerative agriculture. So we started to see it come up and we were like, how does that apply to supplements, right? You knew it was going to come at some point. But brands like True Grace that are kind of leading the way in certain areas and same thing with packaging. That's the mission within in the natural foods industry, right? Is to do better for yourselves, better for the planet. And so it's really great to see brands that are thinking above and beyond and bringing that to categories that don't see a ton of growth that are kind of staple or stable. So when you see that kind of hit, it's really exciting because that's important to customers and that's bringing new innovation to categories that's not just about the efficaciousness of the product, but who the brand is and everything about it. And that's going to push us to push forward in other areas, right? So we just got off our Fresh Time Connect event. We brought in all the managers. We had 110 brands in. We had some great seminars. And we brought in other departments within the organization to be a part of that because a lot of that innovation in the true natural foods culture really comes through the vitamins and body care area. And now we're looking at, okay, how does regenerative agriculture play a role in our produce selection and who we're bringing in and what attributes we're calling out to our customers outside of just organic. So it's really great to see that innovation's back, right? So COVID kind of killed it a little bit. We saw categories switch over. We saw CBD drop a little bit. We saw immune vitamin D really kick off. But then the brands were just trying to keep some of those products in stock and they weren't able to truly innovate and they're suffering from supply chain too. So now we're starting to see that kind of backlog of innovation is really starting to come to the forefront. We're back at shows. Our teams are looking for new and to launch. So it's really exciting to see.
Awesome, Jonathan. Well, thank you. A couple things from the chat. I know that Michael earlier in our chat here had asked about regenerative organic and if it's resonating with consumers. And I think across the board, it sounds like the answer is yes. And our retailers today are really prioritizing that. I also love, of course, your focus on innovation. So I want to have you expand on that. I know a priority for the Fresh Time team is to always be thinking about what is truly innovative in a category new to market. What defines innovation for you?
Yeah. And when I speak to this, I know a lot of our audience are brands out there and new brands, right? So on our side of the desk, we're very fortunate, as are you guys, that you get to see everything out there pretty much, right? We search, we seek, and everything kind of comes to us as well. What I think is important for brands with innovation is that you need to know the market as well, right? So you need to know that what you're bringing to the table as far as innovation is truly innovation and not something that's currently out there today. And if there is something out there that's like what you're bringing to the table, how are you different? What's going to set you apart? Because we would love to carry 10,000 items on our shelves, right? The reality is we have anywhere between 5,000 and 6,000 SKUs within our departments. So each category manager has a limited number of space that they're looking at and saying, what is performing? What are my top sellers? And what do I have to offer that may not be a top performer, but is going to help that individual, even if it's one person that comes into that store for that item. So in doing that, you have limited space, and so you have to make the most out of it. So when new brands come to the table, and if it's something we already carry, we have to ask ourselves the question, what's it going to do for us, right? How is that going to help bring a broader selection to our customers? How do we meet their needs? And if it's something we already carry, it's just not going to necessarily do it for us. So innovation has to be true innovation. It has to bring something to the table, and it has to resonate with that customer. And it doesn't have to resonate yet, because innovation means they don't know what's out there, right? It's new. It's solving a need or a purpose that either didn't exist today or we weren't aware of. So when our brands are thinking about that, please make sure that you're looking at the market. You're going to trade shows. You're going to stores. You're looking to see what's on the shelves before you truly invest in that and bring to the table something new to us.
Well, such great advice. Thank you for that. And I'd like to talk a little bit more too about that process. So you said one of the big questions your buyers ask when a new company comes to them is why? Why would we bring this in? What is it going to do for us, for our customers? How is it different? What does that actual process for bringing new products or brands into store look like at Fresh Thyme?
You know, there's structured and unstructured. From a category management standpoint, you do have to have category reviews. And I know all vendors love and hate hearing category reviews, because you're thinking, okay, I've got this great product and I have to wait 6 months or 8 months before I can present it. That's a lifetime. But it also presents the structure for the retail side to be able to bring in an item, set up, and then get it all the way to shelf. Because the larger you are, the bigger the process it is. So category reviews can take 6 weeks. They can take 6 months because we have to make sure that we've got the right assortment. We've got it priced right. We get through the old inventory, right? So that's a big deal. We educate our store teams on the new product that's coming in. We get it to shelf, right? We get the order to you. You get it to us. We have a planogram created. We've reviewed the planogram. We get the setup in the system. We get tags down. It's a lot. It's a lot, and it involves a lot of different people outside of just the merchant team. So that's the structured process. And that allows our category managers to really deep dive into a category with partnership with Spins, understanding what's out there in the market. Am I priced right? Are there any missing items that I have within there? And then do I give myself enough time to meet with vendors, whether they're coming into the office or we're meeting via calls like this? So that helps us perform that plan. That's the category review, right? And I'm sure you're all very, very familiar with it. Now, the other side is innovation doesn't wait for category reviews. So we have to be, you know, at Fresh Thyme, we're a little bit different than PCC, right? So we have more of a blend of assortment. We have conventional now with natural organic in order to meet our customers where they're at. And we've brought that in over the last 2 years because we realized a lot of customers were coming in, but they weren't coming into our department yet. If we didn't have the toothpaste they were looking for, the deodorant yet, right? Which is one of the last things people, when they fully kind of invest into natural organic, get to, they just weren't coming in. So we decided we're going to have to get products that they're used to and seeing so we can grab them. So we have that opportunity for our store teams to talk to them. So we spent a lot of time over the last 2 years doing. And now we're focused on being agile and quick to market. And to do that, you have to do things outside of category reviews. So what I've told every vendor is, yes, there are category review schedules, but don't wait. Do not wait to send us new innovation, whether it's samples, a sell sheet, whatever it is. Let the category managers decide whether it's something that is truly innovative that we have to bring in right away, or if it's something we're going to look at during a category review. Because we do bring in a lot of items now outside of reviews that we call a speed to shelf process so that we don't miss out, so that we can be first and fast. We're not doing our own limitations. So for the brands out there, be patient, but also know to not wait to get the information across to the category managers on their desks. And just know that if it's something that's resonating with them and it is true innovation, we need to move on quickly, they'll move fast. If it's nice to have or it could be a great product, it's just we don't have the ability to do everything first and fast, it'll go through a category review. But long story short, do not hesitate on getting the information so that this team knows about your product, knows who you are, and you're on their radar.
I love that. When both you and Stephen have been talking, I've been also taking notes, even though I know this is a presentation because there's so much great content here. But I love that innovation doesn't wait for category reviews. And so I think it's really exciting to see the different ways that brands can be connecting with buyers, you know, outside of those true category review periods. So incredibly valuable advice there. And similar to the question I asked Stephen, any other words of wisdom for brands that are trying to figure out how to get on Starship? Looking for, you know, unique strategies to stand out in today's market.
Yeah. So I would say, what's your mission statement, right? It's more than just your product being efficacious. That's already part of what we do, right? In the natural foods industry, people want to know, how are you helping yourself, help and helping the planet? And it's bigger than just the product itself, right? So that's a big reason why people come into our stores and shop us versus going to somewhere else that may also have natural food products, right? So that they're voting with their dollars. So get that across and make sure it's real and it's transparent and you're not just kind of phoning it in. If you plant a tree or something, okay, that's great. But what are you really doing for underprivileged people or society throughout the world? And then be ready. If we say yes, you better be ready for it, right? So make sure you have funding. Make sure you have the ability to support the stores with our teams, with education, being in the stores. How do we get it off the shelf? So we want to meet with all these brands. We want to see new innovation. We want to, you know, bring new to our customers. But when we do say yes in stores like PCC and others, you have to be ready. And that's going to make sure you have proper funding, you have proper supply chain. You're either working with a distributor or you have a plan at some point to how are you going to get product out to stores and distribute, and then how are you going to train our team? So us saying yes is only about 50% of the whole thing. So.